The Gemara tells us in Yuma, Peihei Amud Beis, it talks about the concept of Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos. Whether if one's life is in danger, we desecrate the Shabbos. Because we know, barring the big three, illicit relations, murder, or idol worship, we say Yavor V'Al Yarog. We say better not to give up your life. For the big three cardinal sins, we assume better to give up one's life. But for the other 6, 10, we assume that it applies. And Shabbos, even Shabbos, because why would I think Shabbos is different? Because maybe Shabbos is Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. If you deny that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, the bottom line is we assume that one is Machalo Shabbos to save one's life. And the Gemara marshals different sources to how do we know. So the Gemara says, because in quotes from Rabbi Elezer, a kal vachomer from the mitzvah of Milah. We learn out from the pasuk in Parashas Tazria, Vayom Hashmini Yimo Besar Allah. So on the 8th day we do the circumcision. And the Gemara tells us, Biyom Afilu B'Shabbos. It could have said Uvashmini. Why Uvayom Hashmini? That we learned that on the 8th day we do Milah as long as it's the Milah B'Zman, only on the 8th day. So Rebbe Eliezer makes a Kal V'Chomer. If Milah, which involves Tikkun, Aver, Echad, only involves one part of the body, and yet we say Yikum Achal Shabbos, how much more so to save one's whole life, their whole body, so certainly one can machal Shabbos. And the Vilna Gaon writes that it's important to understand why Mila is Docha Shabbos. Is Mila, is it Hutra or Dechuya? Is it like Hutra, basically, do we assume it's like Tuesday or Wednesday, everything goes, there is no conflict, or Dechuya, no, really, it's a problem, and therefore, we have to minimize. So the Vilna Gaon points out, so whether we have to understand if Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya, and figure it out. But either way, that's what we learn out from Rabbi Elezer, we learn out from Mila. And the second opinion in the Gemara is, quotes the Pasuk in Parashas Ki Tzeitzei, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, and b'nei Yisrael is obligated to keep the Shabbos, lasos es ha-Shabbos, in order to be able to keep it. So what does the Rav Shimon Manasseh learn out? Kedesh Yishmor Shabbos is harbe. Why are you allowed to desecrate the Shabbos to save a life? It's better to desecrate one Shabbos, Kedesh Yishmor Shabbos is harbe, so they're able to keep many more. And therefore, that's the source of Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos, that Rishon Ruminei Yisrael Shabbos. And the third source is Shmuel V'chai Bahem, a pasuk in Sefer VaYikra, that the V'chai Bahem, the Torah is the Torah is Chayim, V'chai Bahem, V'lo Sheyamos Bahem. So we have three sources marshaling Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, or perhaps other Yisurim as well. So what do we need? All three psukim, why not one pasuk? So the Gemara says, Enachinami, it says in the first two rayas from Miwa, the Tikkun Aver Echad, and from Visham Rubenei Shabbos, I only know Vadai Chilo Shabbos. I only know if it's a Vadai, that if it's definitely, if it's a definite danger, so then you're allowed to Machal Shabbos. But if it's Suffolk, how do I know that maybe if it's only a Suffolk danger, how do I know? So that's what the Gemara seems to conclude. The conclusion is we learn out V'chai Bahem. The V'chai Bahem teaches us absolute life. No doubt whatsoever. Our job is to make sure you live with no certainty of dying. Obviously, everyone's going to die, but we have to do everything we can in order to prevent it. So the Gemara seems to the simple reading of the Gemara seems to conclude that lahalacha we seem to reject the Mila example and the Shabbos example, and we learn out we need Vachaybem to teach me even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. And the other two, it only teaches me Vadai, danger. If it's definite danger, then you could do it. But if it's only Suffolk danger, the conclusion seems to be Vachaybem. And therefore, Pashtis, then what Vachaybem teaches me Suffolk and Vadai. So, Lahalach, it would seem the simple reading is we go Vachaybem. Yet, if you look at the Poskim, the Rishonim, the Gaonim, the Rif, the Ran, the Shiltas, the Rav Achai Gaon, and others, and it's Tziv, that no, even Lamaskana, even according to the conclusion of the Gemara, we still accept Vishamru B'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos. In fact, we'll get to an interesting Or HaChayim HaKodesh on that Pasuk, which seems to go, this Pshat seems to go not Aliba Dehochasa, as we'll get to. But in the Tziv writes, we see even Lamaskana that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, it seems they seem to bring down the reason of Rav Shimon ben Menasya v'shambu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. Where do we see it? We see it clearly from a Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban in Torah Adam raises the following Shaila. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, based on the Mishnah Olos, we know the famous Mishnah about abortion, that if the fetus is endangering the mother's life, so then we know we do the abortion. Different pshat than what's the pshat, but all agree you do it. At least all agree in Judaism. And in Catholicism, I think the famous drasha was or still is, better two deaths than one murder. We have no right to kill to murder the fetus to save the mother. We say we agree in principle, but we say it's not murder. You're forbidden to. In fact, you have an obligation to. So that's the halacha. So the Rambam has his own pshat, but the Ramban writes, what's the pshat? Because a fetus isn't a full nefesh, and a mother is. So therefore, the full nefesh beats out a partial nefesh. And therefore, when you have to make a choice, so you have to abort the fetus. So comes along the Ramban, and he asks the following shaila. He says, what if you could, hypothetically, maybe it might be hard to do it practically, what if hypothetically you could get a case where the mother is no danger, it's only a risk to the fetus. Hypothetically, if you do nothing, the fetus's life is in danger, but it wouldn't affect the life of the mother. So let's assume, basically, Machal Shabbos for a fetus is the Shaila of the Ramban. So the Ramban writes, because why? Because obviously you can't say V'chaybehem, because you usually only say V'chaybehem on a nefesh, and according to the Ramban, the fetus isn't a nefesh, so is there any keter to save the fetus? And the Ramban says yes, based on Rav Shimon ben Asya, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. If you save the fetus, Yirtz Hashem will live a full life, and then he'll keep many Shabbosos. So therefore, we see the Ramban takes Rav Shimon ben Menasya with halacha and says you can machal Shabbos even on a fetus. And then there's a further shaila. What happens if it's only a suffix pikuach nefesh of a var? Let's say you're not sure. If it's for sure, so then obviously the Ramban says, based on Mishamro, because that's Vadai. But how do I know? What about if it's a Suffolk Bikuach? Maybe I'll say, as Mishamro only works on a Vadai, and Chaybahem only works on a Nefesh. So comes along the Netziv, I think the Shulchan Aruch Harav discusses it. No, Bazev, Alimin Alzeh. Then no, it's true. Maybe originally That was the conclusion. We only know Safik Bikuach Nefesh from V'chai Behem. But we still accept both reasons of Halacha, and therefore, even a Safik Vlad, we go ahead and with Machal Shah. So to summarize, we had three different pshatim in the Gemara why Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Either Rabbi Eleza Mila Tikun Averechad, we had Vishamru Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe and Vachai Behem. And the Gemara concluded from the first to only know Vadai Pikuach Nefesh if the Vadai is going to die. How do I know that if it's a suffix that we need Vachai Behem? To that first glance, it seems we only accept V'chai Behem. If you look at the Rishonim Poskim, we see we even accept V'shamru. Where do we see that? Because the Ramban writes that the reason why a mother is saved over the fetus is because the mother is a full nefesh, the vlad is not. So the question is, what happens if the vlad's in danger and not the mother? So you can't apply V'chai Behem because it's only a vlad. So the Ramban says, yes, because with Shamru Meizas HaShabbos, you go ahead and you can save the Vlad based on the fetus will live on. Aye, what about a Suffolk? The Vlad's only in Suffolk Sakana. So maybe you argue then you can't save it because you can't apply with Shamru or V'chai Behem. So the answer is no, that once we have V'chai Behem to teach me even that Safik Bikuach Nefesh, so therefore we also, in addition, we take on the reason of a Shamru, and even in the case of a Safik Pikuach Nefesh to a Vlad, we still assume that you saved the life of the fetus. So we see that Halacha, the Poskim, and there'll be other examples, we'll give the Poskim except the Drasha of a Shamru and Esau Shabbos as an acceptable Drasha, and therefore we have B'chai Behem. Because we'll have different cases where if V'chai Behem doesn't apply and V'shamru does, or V'shamru applies, doesn't apply V'chai Behem, we go in both directions, and therefore we accept both of these drushes.